AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The White House says Taiwan should not be used as leverage in talks with China, as President-elect Donald Trump proposes to do.
Spokesman Josh Earnest says Taiwan should not be a bargaining chip.
It's a close partner of the United States. Taiwan is the ninth largest trading partner of the United States.
Plus, analyst Bonnie Glazer at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says China is incredibly sensitive on whether or not Taiwan has official standing.
The notion of upending the 37-year-long one-China policy would be very dangerous.
Still, Glazer says, so far, China's reacted cautiously, understanding Trump is not president yet. Mark Smith at the White House.
After meeting today with Trump in New York City, GOP Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers from Washington State said he's working on a major overhaul of federal agencies.
He wants them to work. And you know, the Trump way is one where it's ahead of time and below budget. And I just see him bringing that to our federal government, which is really welcome.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports Trump has ruffled a few feathers about reining in spending on the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter.
After Trump's tweet that the nearly $400 billion program is out of control, Lockheed Martin shares tumbled, with the jet's maker losing nearly $4 billion in market value. Trump did not say how he'd corral the program, but with it generating tens of thousands of jobs in 45 states, lawmakers are likely to be wary of any bid to cut it.
Snow is covering ground from the Midwest all the way to New England. That's the sound of a bobcat moving snow in downtown Concord, New Hampshire. Brian Audit is moving his snow by hand.
You know, we got the cold weather, so we might as well have the snow.
This is AP Radio News. Sparks will fly on Monday Night Football when two intense rivals meet tonight in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
The New England Patriots consider the Baltimore Ravens arch rivals. The Patriots 7-1 in regular season play with the Ravens, but in the postseason, the teams have split four games, with both Ravens wins coming in Foxborough, where this game will be played. In games he's played against Tom Brady, Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco has thrown 16 touchdown passes to Brady's 10. Important game for both teams. Patriots in pursuit of the AFC's best overall record. The Ravens tied with Pittsburgh atop the AFC North. Tom Cuddy, Foxborough.
La La Land, Damien Chazelle's infectious Los Angeles musical, sang and danced its way to a leading seven Globes nominations today, including Best Picture, Musical, or Comedy. Barry Jenkinson's lyrical three-part coming-of-age tale, Moonlight, trailed closely with six nods, including Best Drama. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.